Got it, Rex.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, my name's Alex. I'm just returning a call. My wife dropped us off her car this morning.
Yeah, the Impreza?
Yes, the Impreza. That's right.
Yeah, all good. We're just calling about the CAM code that you guys had.
Yep.
Yeah, I can't see anything in the ECU there.
Do
you know what the actual code was?
My wife couldn't tell at the time. I think it flashed up and she didn't have time to remember or write it down.
Oh, it flashed up on the dash on her?
I can't remember what she said. She said it popped up and there were a lot of lights, but I wasn't there with her at the time, so I can't really give you too much details, unfortunately.
Yeah, right. Okay. I don't think these things actually tell you about CAM codes, as far as I know. I don't think they actually tell you what the code's for. I think they just throw an engine light.
I'm not sure. She just mentioned something
somewhere maybe
pop up
to get it scanned?
No, we haven't taken it anywhere, no. We took it to you one time after that, yeah, just to have a look, but we haven't taken it anywhere else.
Yeah, right. I can't see anything there, and everything's sort of responding correctly. The left-hand top CAM solenoid is a little bit slow, so it could be that one, but I don't want to go put in that one. It's actually a different one.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
There's nothing saying that any of them are actually faulty at the moment.
I see. Yeah,
I've got one here for you, but I don't really want to put it in if I don't know which one to put it into. Because there's four different spots I can go into.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you happy for us to just leave that for now, and then if it comes back up, we can address it then?
Yeah, that sounds like a fair approach. Like, if it's not clear to know which one it is, we'll keep an eye on it, and the moment we notice something, we can always come back and get it done quite quickly.
Yeah, perfect. I can do that. And then if it throws the engine light on you again, maybe let her know that if it throws it, to try to remember what the code is, not so much what it says. Because the words
the
don't
code.
Really... Yeah, so it'll say something like PO360 or something like that.
I see. I'll make a note for her to try and remember the code if it ever pops up again.
Yeah,
mentioned that it's popped up since or anything.
Yeah, so I can't really fault it right now. The other issue it could be is those are a oil control solenoid. It looks like you guys haven't had that serviced in a long time. Dirty oil can make those fail temporarily.
So
I'd be trying to maybe do a little bit more regular service intervals. Because the dirty oil will clog those things and actually kill them.
I see. I think it's a bit over a year since we last did it, right? Like, we kind of went a bit over our last...
Kilometres-wise, you've gone 20,000 k's over the service.
Oh,
interval.
It's by kilometres. That's right. Yes,
yeah,
I forget.
Yeah.
She does drive a lot. That's right.
Yeah, so it's going to be every 10,000 k's you get a service. You guys have done about 30,000.
Oh.
Yeah, so the dirty oil will kill those things. So it could been a temporary code where it's gotten stuck a little bit and then freed itself up.
I will tell her to bring it in a bit more often.
Yeah, just tell her to look at the K's, not the time. The time
the K.
really doesn't matter.
So
the
every
K's are very important.
10,000 K.
Yeah, okay. Every 10,000.
Yeah, easy. Awesome.
Other than that, we're pretty much done with it. Still on the hoist. I've cleared the tire pressure code for her.
Yep.
There was a few old codes in there, it looked like. See if it comes back up as well.
Yep.
That's about it. The rest of the car's pretty decent.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I'm sorry, we've been going off year instead of kilometres.
Often. Yeah, it hasn't done any damage, but like you're saying, it could clog those little solenoids. They're just a little, it's like a pin that's getting pushed out by oil pressure. And then when the oil pressure gets is dirty inside, it builds up a little carbon gunk in there.
I see.
Yeah.
All good. No, I appreciate you looking after the car. Thank you so much.
No, all good. Easy. Do you want me to send her a text message to let her know it's ready?
Shoot her a text. She won't be able to see it immediately, but once she gets out of work, she'll be able to see it. And should be
yeah,
all
easy.
Good.
She was saying she can be here after 4 o'clock or something like that.
Yeah, awesome.
Done. Easy.
Cheers. Thank you so much.
All good. Thanks. See ya.
Bye.